Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're getting ready for Donald Driver weekend in the state of Wisconsin. That's what I'm calling it, at least. There's been no official such distinction or anything like that. But quite a few events revolving around Donald Driver this weekend, starting tonight on ABC affiliates across the state of Wisconsin. You can check out Welcome Home Donald Driver, a tribute to Driver's victory in Dancing with the Stars. That'll be held on almost all the ABC affiliates across the state of Wisconsin. I say almost because I guess in Milwaukee, it's not going to be available. Or it's going to air, but on next Tuesday night. Not sure what the conflict is, but if you happen to live in Wisconsin and you're in the Green Bay area or any of the other TV markets across Wisconsin, whether it be, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, those areas, wherever your local affiliate may be, you can check out a special on Donald Driver tonight. It'll feature interviews with the Packers wide receiver himself, his dancing partner, Peta Murgatroyd, and Donald Driver's family. So check that out. And then on Sunday, the Donald Driver Celebrity Softball Game. The annual event, it's become a tradition in Green Bay, dating back to when Brett Favre used to host it. Now Donald Driver does, going on several years now, and taking place at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. Technically, I think it's Grand Chute, but literally right next to Appleton, where the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play baseball. Fun event, good time. Just for fun, for charity, of course. Proceeds going to the Donald Driver Foundation, which funds scholarships and helps disadvantaged families out. So it's all for a good cause. I suggest checking it out. I knew there were a couple tickets available as of a few days ago. I'm not sure where they're at now exactly, but they did have seats available as of a few days ago. I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. So that's what's in the works this weekend. Of course, we talked about on Wednesday as well, our interview with Steve the Owner Tate, taking place on Saturday, while not officially connected with Donald Driver or anything, but the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection, a Green Bay Packers fan fest being held at the Stadium View Bar in Green Bay on Saturday afternoon, going into the evening. I suggest taking that out too. So checking that out too. So all sorts of events going on in and around Green Bay this weekend. So, you know, what I wanted to talk about today, several stories, several topics. First of all, just wanted to mention the our lead story in this morning's Packers Daily Links. And you know what I found out? Even during our live show, when we're taken over by the live blog, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, there is a link to our most current articles on CheeseheadTV. So if you actually look at the bottom of the page there, you can find a link to this morning's Packers Daily Links and follow along. Our lead story today, the season ticket holders, or future season ticket holders, the seat license fees are being raised, or will be raised, for those that will become season ticket holders, and there will be a whole new slew of them as part of the South End Zone expansion taking place at Lambeau Field. Yeah, so of course they're adding about 6,000. I think the number is somewhere in the realm of 6,700 new seats. Of course, the season ticket holders will be smaller than that because they'll request two seats or four seats or something like that. But anyhow, so, you know, there will be hundreds, thousands of new season ticket holders regardless. And they're going to be paying some pretty good money I think the fees are, if you want the green season ticket package, it's some like $2,100. Of course, the green comes with, I believe, what do you get? 7 games, 6 regular season and 1 preseason. If you get the gold package, what's known as for mostly Milwaukee season ticket holders, it's 3 games, 2 regular season, 1 preseason, I believe. Something like $900, their seat license fee. What a seat license fee is basically a one-time fee you have to pay up front, have to pay it if you want to be a season ticket holder. It basically gives you the right to purchase season tickets every year. The right. So on top of paying for the season tickets, however much that's going to cost, the thousands of dollars that's going to cost you, you got to pay this, you know, season ticket or seat license fee. Good luck with that. I wouldn't want to be the season ticket holder, having to have to pay that. That's a lot of money, but, that's the way it goes, huh? That's the NFL nowadays. You know, the word is the Packers are below average, I think, when it comes to that, but I mean, it's a lot of money for anyone. And I would hate to be paying the above average prices, but it's unfortunate that fans have to pay that, but it's the way the world works. I mean, the season ticket holder waiting list, if you're a Packer fan, you've heard of that before. It's something like 80,000, 90,000 people long. If you don't want to pay that amount of money, somebody else out there is, and they're going to do it, and they're going to be a season ticket holder. And you basically get one shot at it. You know, these people have been on the list, waiting list for years and years and years. So if you don't want to pay it, somebody else is, and you get one shot. I mean, you either take the tickets or you don't. And if you don't, you're off the list, and then you're not going to get them. You know, I suppose what you could do if you absolutely can't afford the tickets, and you know, I think a lot of regular people can't afford, you know, to go to every game, not just the cost of the tickets, but I mean, when you're adding in travel costs and food and lodging, transportation, all those things, and that's a lot of money. You know, I suppose you can divvy it up among family members, friends. You can sell the tickets. Of course, it gets into a controversy of, if you're selling them for profit, then that's, you know, people don't look kindly upon that. Kind of a catch-22, damned if you do, damned if you don't type of situation. But, so, anyhow, Jamie Jor says that the season ticket waiting list is in the 90,000s now. Wow. Jamie starts with a 9. What year do you think you'll get season tickets, Jamie? Are you just hoping your grandchildren get them? Your great grandchildren? Unbelievable. But on top of that, if we want to talk a little football here today, there was a couple articles I left in the Daily Links about a couple players who, you know, received feature article treatment in the past 24 hours or so. One of them has to do with safety M.D. Jennings. And I think the time is appropriate here that we can discuss that. There was a pair of feature articles written on M.D. Jennings in the past day. One over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one at the Green Bay Press Gazette. And of course, the impetus behind these articles is that Jennings has been practicing with the starters during OTAs, organized team activities in Green Bay. And it's quite an opportunity for him. Jennings, of course, here's a guy he's a second-year player in the NFL. He made the Packers roster as an undrafted rookie last year. Kind of a surprise. Guy who, was signed by the Packers after the draft, not really very heralded, but, did enough to impress the team to keep him on the team last year. Didn't get a lot of playing time. He got a little bit on special teams, If he got any on defense, it was really sparingly. And MD Jennings now in position to possibly, potentially become a starter. Of course, you know, the job opened up now that Nick Collins has been released due to his injury. You know, the guy who's going to get the first crack at the job is Charlie Peppra. But Charlie Peppra's been sitting out of OTAs because of an injury. Apparently, he had arthroscopic knee surgery that, according to Tyler Dunn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, saying, I guess I had heard over the past few weeks that Charlie Peppra has a knee injury. I never knew he had surgery in the offseason. That was news to me. So that kind of came as a little bit of a surprise. Regardless here, we're not talking about Charlie Pepper today, but talking about the door that's been opened, of which Charlie Pepper has helped open it a little bit, for MD Jennings, a guy that could be the starter this upcoming season. I mean, he's receiving a great opportunity. He's getting increased reps because Nick Collins is out of the picture, because Charlie Pepper's been out of the picture, at least temporarily. MD Jennings is getting all these increased reps, practicing with the starters, getting increased playing time. I mean, the opportunity to play with guys, you know, good the good first string. I mean, that's a heck of an opportunity for him. And you know, I mean, we're just talking OTAs here. I mean, it's hard to draw any conclusions, but I mean, just you know. From a standpoint of what he's learning, you know, the development he's going under. I mean, these are all positives. Can only be viewed as positives for Jennings. I haven't heard anything about him screwing up. I mean, I'm not there at practice, but I haven't seen any reports of it. So, I mean, good for him. I mean, he just has to take advantage of the situation is what he's got to do. I mean, the job is going to be won or lost in training camp, no matter what happens during OTAs. I mean, for all intents and purposes, unless something catastrophic or unforeseen happens, I mean, the job's going to be won or lost in training camp in July and August, when he's going to really have to prove himself when the pads go on and you know, during preseason games, things like that. He's going to have some competition, of course. I don't know the severity of Charlie Pepper's injury, but you know, I haven't heard anything that it'd be serious, at least. So I mean, maybe he'll miss the rest of OTAs and minicamp, but it, you know, you'd have to think that he'll be back by training camp time. So I mean, Charlie Pepper will be part of the competition, and he'll be the incumbent. You know, he'll probably get first crack at it. He'll probably be back with the starters during training camp, at least to begin with. I mean, that could change. That could change at a moment's notice. And the other guy that's going to get a shot, you know, maybe eventually too, is Jaron McMillian, the fourth round draft choice this year, the rookie. And who knows what the Packers have in him yet. I mean, the initial returns have been positive, but I mean, almost all the rookies so far, all the draft choices, the initial reports are positive. I mean, it's just too early to draw any conclusions. So anything they do at this point, even if they are making mistakes, you know, it's a learning process at this point. And you just hope they learn from their mistakes and you know, move on. And you know, they just continue to improve. So, I mean, it'll definitely be a battle worth watching, not only now, but, you know, for the next few months up until the season starts, the battle at safety. So, MD Jennings, Charlie Peppra, Jaron McMillian. I mean, I suppose you can throw Anthony Levine in there as well. Sean Richardson, the undrafted rookie this year. I mean, it's open, but MD Jennings, you know, getting you know, playing time with the starters for the time being, which is you know, a feather in his cap. Doesn't mean a whole lot at this point, but you know, from the standpoint of he's getting an opportunity, he's a name to watch, and you know, he's got to take advantage of it. I mean, he didn't show a whole lot last year in the whole grand scheme of things. He showed enough to make the 53-man roster last year, But obviously he wasn't good enough to play on defense last year, so long way to go for MD Jennings still. But, you know, good, you know, positive to hear he's progressing. Positive to hear that. Another story that was published in the past day or so, a story at Fox Sports Wisconsin, left in this morning's Daily Links, about linebacker Eric Walden. And there was actually a feature on Walden, I believe, the day before in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you know, a day ago. So, you know, Eric Walden was interviewed during OTAs this week. And basically, he reflected upon last year. And you know, it was a basically what came down to a disappointing season, all things considered, for Eric Walden. You know, things were going okay for Eric Walden the first half of the season, probably even the first three quarters of the season. I mean, okay. You know, he wasn't putting up big sack numbers, but he was the starter at outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews. And you know, he did all right. I mean, it's nothing to write home about, but, you know, he improved as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where with Eric Walden, he you know, has room to improve. But anyway, you know, you get three quarters of the way into the season. He gets arrested, you know, the day after the Thanksgiving game or the night after. I forget when exactly it happened. You know, these charges of domestic assault with his live-in girlfriend. You know, he was jailed for a weekend. You know, but that's all it affected his playing time was just a. It didn't even affect his playing time at all. He, you know, comes right back and starts the next week. But so he, you know, he's jailed, and you know, he said he had time to reflect. And you know, how his life is going, how blessed he is to be in the position he's in, wants to change. Then, you know, on top of that, Christmas Day, so the holidays weren't nice to Eric Walden last year. That happened on Thanksgiving. Then on Christmas Eve, he apparently has some sort of sickness. He describes it as diarrhea. What it was actually caused from, I don't know. Food poisoning, who knows? Loses 12 pounds, he says, you know, the day before a game. Of course, they played the Christmas game last year, wasn't it? Against the Bears? But, yeah, loses 12 pounds. And, you know, I mean, of course, you're not going to, I mean, 24 hours within, you know, this big bout with diarrhea or whatever it is, whatever caused it, not a good thing. I can't imagine anybody would play well. No, even if you're a superstar, that would not be an ideal situation. So that happens, and then he's taken out of the starting lineup. For the playoffs, he's actually replaced by, I think, Brad Jones in the playoffs. So even if the first three quarters, half of the season went okay for Eric Walden, the last few weeks were rather unpleasant. And he was just reflected upon it. You know, he wants to do better. He said, you know, all these things have motivated him to do better. You know, the Packers gave him another opportunity. He was actually, his contract expired after the past season. The Packers re-signed him, I think only to a one-year contract. So, you know, for a minimum salary. So, I mean, he's not guaranteed a whole lot of money or anything. They're just giving him a chance. And Eric Walden, he's right now, he's saying all the right things. And pretty much all along, he's always said the right things. But now he's got to prove it. Now he's got to put his actions where his words are. And you know, he's got to live a lifestyle on the thin and narrow. And you know, basically take advantage of the situation he's been given. This past week at practice at OTAs, at least the only one open to the public here, Eric Walden got the opportunity to play with the starters because Clay Matthews had dropped out of practice. Clay Matthews has been practicing, but you know, kind of felt some sort of tweak or soreness in his hamstring, I guess it was. and dropped out in the middle of practice. And of course, Nick Perry, the first round draft choice, has been, you know, practicing with the starters otherwise at the other position. So, but Eric Walden stepped in when Clay Matthews went out. So he's, you know, kind of getting an opportunity to stick with the starters by default, or, you know, through injury here. You know, again, he's been given a chance, and Eric Walden isn't guaranteed of a roster spot this year. I mean, he's really going to have to earn it because he's not a starter anymore. I mean, Clay Matthews and Nick Perry, barring injury, are the starters at outside linebacker now for the Green Bay Packers in 2012, unless anything unforeseen happens. So, I mean, basically, the rest of the players, the rest of the outside linebackers are battling for backup spots, you know, to back them up. And they're going to have to prove themselves on special teams. You know, that's where they're going to probably get a majority of their playing time. But I mean, if you want a job in the NFL, I mean, Eric Walden's going to have to show it, prove it. And so that's where he's at right now. I mean, he's going to be battling with all sorts of guys. Brad Jones apparently out of the picture now, by the way. Brad Jones practicing almost strictly, I think, at inside linebacker now, which is a little bit of a change. But, I mean, still, the Packers have other options at outside linebacker, other veterans now. Frank Zombo, the starter during the Super Bowl, he had some injury issues last year, but, you know, he'll be challenging Eric Walden for a spot. Vic Saoto, you know, the heralded rookie from last year. I mean, none of these guys are guaranteed a spot. They're all going to have to earn it, all going to have to win it. I think the Packers brought in undrafted rookie Desmond Moses. He'll be battling at outside linebacker. I see the question here from Leviticus 12:268 on the live blog. Do you think Brad Jones makes the roster? That's a good question. Wow. Does Brad Jones make the roster? I have no clue right now. I mean, first of all, he's undergoing the position change from outside linebacker to inside linebacker. And I suppose it's still the case where Brad Jones could play outside linebacker in a pinch if he needs to. You know, it's kind of guy like Rob Francois has been doing that, you know, already. But, Brad Jones, does he make the roster? I mean, they have a lot of depth there at inside linebacker, too. I mean, you got the starters, A.J. Hawk, Desmond Bishop. I mean, you got the backups. You got D.J. Smith and Rob Francois, and then they just add the rookie this year, Terrell Manning. And there's five guys at inside linebacker already. Now you've got Brad Jones. In fact, another player the Packers have apparently moved to inside linebackers is Jamari Lattimore as well, who played outside linebacker last year. So, so that position there is going six deep at least in terms of players, probably, and they probably only keep four on the final 53-man roster, if that. I mean, they might keep a swing guy, you know. Brad Jones could be one of the last guys to make the team as kind of a inside linebacker slash outside linebacker, maybe. But he, you know, again, he's going to have to prove his worth on special teams. All these guys are going to have to. They're going to have to play special teams. The guys I just mentioned, because, you know, they're not going to be starters. I mean, outside of Desmond Bishop, who's probably guaranteed a spot, and A.J. Hawk will probably be given first crack at a starting spot there. But, we'll see. All these battles, especially on the defensive side of the football. On the defensive side of the football, I mean, we talked about it at safety here. We talked about it at outside linebacker. We're getting into it at inside linebacker. Lots of interesting battles. Jobs up for grabs. I mean, all sorts of backup jobs are up for grabs everywhere on the team. But, you know, especially on defense, it's particularly interesting just based upon the Packers' defensive performance last year. Rather poor, especially the pass defense. Need better coverage, need a better pass rush. So those are going to have to improve if the defense as a whole is going to improve. in 2012. So, there you go. A couple of, you know, other items mentioned in this morning's Packers Daily Links. I think there was a brief article on Graham Harrell mentioned in the Green Bay Press Gazette, or a blog post by Rob Domofsky, I believe. Graham Harrell battling to be the number two quarterback this year for the Green Bay Packers. Just in terms of guys getting first crack at things, Graham Harrell will be given the first crack, and you know the odds-on favorite to win the backup job, although he'd be battling with the rookie B.J. Coleman. We'll see how things play out. Of course, it's very interesting because Graham Harrell is largely untested, does not have a single NFL snap to his name, which is uncommon. I mean, most NFL backups have at least some sort of experience. For most of them, maybe not a ton, but most of them have played. And Graham Harrell hasn't played at all. But I mean, really, I mean, it's interesting because Graham Harrell, I'm not sure, is he considered a second-year player in the NFL? Something like that, maybe. But in terms of his experience, like, I think this would be his fourth season since coming out of college, because nothing happened his rookie year there. I mean, he was in training camp with the Cleveland Browns and ended up playing in the Canadian Football League for a while. So that was his first year. Then his second year, he was signed by the Packers and on their practice squad, and actually was moved up to the 53-man roster for the Super Bowl. Never played, but was on the roster. Never active, even, I don't think. But and then last year, again, starts off the season on the practice squad and then elevated to the 53-man roster. So there's season three. So this is technically Graham Harrell's fourth, you know, professional season, not all with the Packers, and you know, but this will be his fourth. So, I mean, he's got some experience now. I mean, at least in terms of practice and learning the nuances of the position, at least getting the classroom work. So, I mean, there's something to be said about that for a guy like Graham Harrell. I mean, even though he doesn't have the game experience, he does at least have, you hope, the knowledge, or a knowledge base at least. Nothing can compare with getting game action. I mean, that's what it's all about. You need that game action. I mean, he has gotten NFL preseason action. You know, we shouldn't, you know, discount that. I mean, he has gotten game action there, and actually did some good things last year in the preseason. Of course, he led them from the come-from-behind victory, was it last year, against the Colts? Am I remembering that correctly? It's kind of hazy in my memory now. But, yeah, there was that exciting preseason game. The Packers tied it up with a field goal and then do the onside kick and win it with the touchdown, something like that. Or they tie it with the touchdown, win on the field goal. I think that's how it worked out. So remember that? that's the highlight of Graham Harrell's professional career right there, preseason action. But, maybe it'll be more now, becoming the primary backup to Aaron Rodgers, and nobody hopes anything happens to Aaron Rodgers, but just in case it does, I mean, Graham Harrell will be the man, and there will be a burden on his shoulders then. Hopefully he's up to the challenge. But, I mean, there you are. Here's where we're at on the first day of June today, June 1st, 2012. With the Green Bay Packers. So getting ready once again for Donald Driver weekend in the state of Wisconsin. If you live in Wisconsin, check out the Donald Driver special this evening on the ABC affiliates, 7 p.m. Central Time. I don't know if you'll be able to view it on the internet or not. If you live outside of Wisconsin, you'll have to check that out for yourselves, I guess. But maybe check the ABC websites. Maybe they'll rebroadcast it or play it online, or clips online at least. Donald Driver softball game this weekend on Sunday. Packer Fan Connection this Saturday in Green Bay, Stadium View. Packers Pro Shop sale, their tent sale. taking place Saturday as well at Lambeau Field in the atrium. Lots of cool things happening this weekend in the world of the Green Bay Packers, at least from an off-season standpoint. And that's where we're at right now. It's been fun, folks. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of Railbird Central. We'll be recapping the action from the Donald Driver softball game and any news that might come out of that. We'll see you then. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caribou. I leave you today with a song called Cemetery Walk 2 by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. I'll see everyone. Go Pack, go.